Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compensa Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to compare the market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
This video is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees.
This video?
This video?
What this is video this? Is brought to you by?
This podcast. It's a podcast.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. Watch this video.
Watch this advertisement.
Watch this advertisement.
Or listen.
Or you just
thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching. And visit SundayCoolSwag.com for merch.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
Hey guys, thanks for watching this ad. Listen, hey, we want to let you know that it's our busy season, okay? We know that it's our busy season because it's your busy season. It's summer. Kids are out of school. You guys are going to camps, mission trips, all those types of things. But guess what? You need t-shirts. You need hats. You need stickers. And where else can you get customizable templates than SundayCool.com? There's nothing better. Look up here. Look at me. Make eye contact. Thank you. Listen, if you go to SundayCool.com, we have hundreds of customizable templates for you, for your group, for your organization. There's nothing better than this, all right? We offer 72-hour turnaround after art approval. We get it to you fast. It's going to be nice. It's going to be soft. It's going to be remarkable, won't it be?
Yes.
So what are you waiting for? Go to SundayCool.com. Start your order today. We love you.
Yes.
I kind of inhaled those subs super fast.
I know. This is what I'm talking about when I say you have a self-control issue.
Okay. She does want to fight today.
Oh, man. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding. Watch it. We woke up this morning. She was like,
feisty?
Who said?
Me.
I went and I took a shower and I came out and you said, do you want to drop one more thing before you came out here?
I know. I said, I think you forgot to drop something because she was in the bathroom and literally dropped 20 things. It was like,
hey, I have some things in here if you want to come in and drop them. Throw them on the ground for a second.
Go up a little bit higher.
You want it higher?
Yeah, it's like I'm slouching like this and I'm just like.
He's taller than you.
Versus myself.
No.
He is a little bit, right?
Why do you refer to yourself in the third person?
I don't know. He's just in a certain mood today.
He's feeling goofy.
Whoop!
His stomach hurt.
He hurt hair.
He ate sub too fast.
Ouch! Ouch! Andy, you know you're not supposed to eat the sub with
he
sub
feel
sandwich too
like
fast.
Like farting.
Bubble, bubble.
Bubble,
bubble,
he,
bubble.
He feel yo. Bubble.
Ow!
Ow, bubble, ow, ow, bubble.
We're so cute when we talk like that.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was thinking.
I feel like I have food in my teeth.
You do.
All right, food in your teeth. Give us the intro.
No.
What intro?
The,
Oh, we do it at the end.
Oh, that,
Duh.
I'm losing it today.
Yeah, you are.
I'm losing it.
He is silly.
He's off the rails.
Why do we do it at the end?
Yeah.
Because there's energy built in it, and I feel like it needs to be.
That's true, yeah.
You just gave away like a little secret.
Don't tell anyone.
I will get you. Coming at you.
That hurt my throat.
Look behind you. I was talking to the camera. Not everyone in the room was like, what?
got goosebumps.
Hey, we're not gonna eat on camera, but Lily did get us Cappies.
Yay! Why?
So good. So good.
Why?
Why did you do it? Because?
Because
I love you. Because you hit 400,000 subscribers on YouTube!
400,000. I mean, that's something to celebrate for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought you got to something what's else,
the,
too.
But the real reason is...
Oh, no.
The real reason you got this up...
Is because of...
care about your hunger.
Okay,
I mean, that's sure. That's given.
But like the big reason though, like what's happening?
There's something happening
soon, like
pretty soon.
Live podcast?
That was last week.
That was
last week. You've already experienced that.
So like this week when this podcast is out, there's something coming.
Father's Day! Oh my gosh! Throw Happy me a Father's lifeline. Day,
Happy Father's Day, Dad. Thanks, Lily, for remembering.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, just like we remembered Mother's Day.
My calendar's off. Happy Father's Day, guys. You're such a good
Spanx.
Dad.
Spanks.
Can you give me more?
Wait.
I feel like I'm...
It's fully up.
Oh, then I am going down.
It hurts!
Just take it off, Andy.
Never mind, go down a little. Right. Right, yeah. That works.
Back where we were.
Yep.
Perfect.
It was too loud before. Do you want a song?
Yes.
Ooh!
C,
what kind of song do you want, Lily?
Whatever you guys are in the mood for.
We came in a little hot and heavy, which kind of, I don't know, breaks my heart a little bit.
Oh, you're not feeling a little heartbroken, are you?
I think I kind of am.
Okay, well, maybe we can do a little bit of a breakup song or something.
A little heartbreaker?
Yeah.
Maybe something from like early 2000 vibes.
Like a James Blunt.
Ooh, yeah. Do a little James Blunt cover? Yeah. Like that.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
I think I got something.
All right.
I saw you there all alone. In the pouring rain, I looked at you, you looked at me. We saw our pain. You took my hand, I took yours, and we took flight. If they say this is wrong, I don't wanna be right. I don't wanna be right. Years went by, we built a home. Our love grew, we raised kids, sent them off. It felt so new, a love so strong, a mended bond. We were stuck like glue, never thought it would be too good to be true. Too good to be true. True. I came home all alone just before dawn. House is empty, freezing cold. You were gone. In a room, laid a note right on the bed. Picked it up, my heart sank.
And this is what it said. Ninjas are butterflies. Son, let me go. So if you love me, you gotta let me soar. I'll be back someday. That you must know. So quit your crying. We gotta start the show. We gotta start the show.
Start the show. Ninjas are butterflies. I love you. Ninjas are butterflies. Episode 40. I peed my pants one day. The time is now. The song wrecked my heart.
sitting in a puddle of frowns. I don't know.
Whoa. Man. Oh, man, that was hard, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I just went there. I just... sucked me
that was real
right
for
into
you.
That song. Yeah, it was really brought back some memories.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Whew, man. Sorry. Hey.
Wow! Oh my gosh! You guys! That was crazy. So like good. It was, I mean, you guys both sound exactly like James Blunt. It's giving me, do you remember?
Exactly like him.
Do you remember that skit they did on SNL where it was like Jimmy Fallon and somebody else and they did Simon and Garfunkel?
Oh yeah!
You guys were so giving me that, but James Blunt vibes.
Nice.
It reminded me of, like, the when he does the thing with Justin Timberlake.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Oh
yeah, like the Barry Gibbs. The Barry Gibbs. Yeah,
yeah. not Simon Garfunkel. You guys, holy smokes! So I have a question for you. When you have been singing that James Blunt song all around the house, what came first? Did that being stuck in your head inspire this, or were you guys planning?
When did you
this?
Start singing it?
Oh, that did inspire it.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. But yesterday, Andrew just started like riffing, and then one of us just went like,
yeah, I mentioned we need to do like a love song type of thing. And it's like, this really turned into like a terrible little heartbreak.
It's
song.
Really sad.
It has nothing to do with ninjas or butterflies.
I kept waiting for the, I'm like, that? Are you guys just writing a sad song?
The poem starts off with, she's a ninjas or butterflies. So it's like this white woman leaving a poem, and it's like, listen, I'm a butterfly ninja, stealthy, but you've got to let me go, right? You know, like it's...
Why is it a white woman?
I don't know. It just seems like something white woman would say, like just...
Like a journaler?
Yeah, just like just take a bunch of things, like this is just who I am. You just take two nouns and describe yourself.
You gotta let me go.
So good.
Yeah. I don't want to be right.
It was good.
That's really good.
That's so good.
In a few months, we definitely need to start working on you guys in harmony. Like, yeah, I'm really excited to get there.
This is like our own little singing lesson.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And Andrew's our coach.
Aww.
Wait, is this the whole point of this podcast? To turn us into pop stars?
Your dad told me he'd give me a $5,000 a year raise if I started doing music therapy with you guys.
Wow. Nice.
Perfect.
Music therapy.
That's why I'm crying.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
subtly working through it.
He's nice. Subtly putting these thoughts into our heads, like, hey, yeah, let's lyrics. And like, it's just like telling all the stories from my childhood. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's out in front of me this whole time.
Speaking of your childhood. I have a question.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay. Hit me.
This is very important question. Today's question, sent in by our viewer. Are poor people annoying?
Oh.
What? It's such a ridiculous question.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's what they sent in. That's what the person sent in. Are poor people annoying?
Okay. Well, one, I don't think so, because I think anyone could be annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like as humans, like I think everyone has a point of just being annoying at some point, you know?
But like all in general, poor people aren't annoying.
No,
yeah.
No.
Andrew?
I can't relate to them, so.
And we've all been a little poor in our lives.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, like, in some of us.
Some would say still are. Because someone lives in a tow behind.
Hey!
What?
It's a mobile home, baby. I can go anywhere. But I choose not to.
Yeah, and I used to, like, eat out of dumpsters.
Yeah,
and,
so we've all, yeah. And we've all been annoying. We've all been poor.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Are poor people annoying? I don't think so. But, I mean, anyone can be annoying, right? Like, doesn't matter, like, their status. Like, people are just people. Humans are humans.
Correct.
Whoa!
Wait, no! Wait, I'm saying...
Whoa.
No.
Hold on, back up.
Anyone can be annoying. Poor people are not annoying.
But wait, so poor people, aren't anybody? Is that what she's saying?
I don't know. It's either that or she thinks poor people are annoying. I'm confused right now.
I think I did hear, when I said are poor people annoying, she said correct.
She said no, because they're not anybody.
So poor people are not only anybody. I guess they're annoying too, according to Lily. Welcome to the show.
Oh my god!
Yikes, Lil.
Come on.
Watch it.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
Has empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninja not dead.
That was hard.
Jeez.
All these double negatives and stuff. Just keep going across them.
Digging, digging, digging.
Yep. Found weakness.
As soon as you find
She's not correct. Get her.
Dive.
Attack. No, poor people aren't annoying.
No.
Unless they are.
Anybody can be annoying.
But poor people aren't anybody, according to you.
No. That's not the case.
Lily always complains. Oh, people are always asking for change. Always ask for change. I'm like, come on.
Oh, poor crazy. People. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to delete that's not the case. She said, poor people are annoying. She goes, or she said, yeah, that's not the case. So, yeah, delete
yeah, with
content.
Editing, Andrew could mix her words around. Like, poor people are annoying.
Poor people are annoying. How's everybody?
Oh, good.
So good, dude. Loved those sandwiches.
Hungry.
And they were even a little bit cold.
No.
And Lily forgot Party Andrew's fail! Lunch.
I forgot Andrew's lunch.
The first time we ever met Andrew, we took him to a trip to Montana to do some work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to wake up early and make breakfast. And I made breakfast, and it was eggs, bacon, pancakes, everything. And everything had butter on it, of course. And I was like, oh, darn it.
Darn it.
Andrew is allergic to dairy.
Yep.
Darn you, dairy.
But not in the way that you take one of those like pills over the counter, that it's in the way that he dies.
Yeah. I think as instead of Surf Ninja, Surf Ninja, we just need to start calling him the Dairy King.
Nice.
Embarrassing story about myself. When I was in youth group, like sixth grade, they'd be like, hey, anyone have prayer requests? And I would pray for my ailments, which were allergies, arthritis, and asthma. And so I got nicknamed all through middle AAA. School. AAA.
All I imagine is like, you know what? Let's lay hands on Andrew and pray. And there's like this like slob from the back row. This seventh grader has pizza all over his hand.
I got slapped with a piece of pizza in youth group and literally had a triangle rash from getting, like, my buddy was like, so it can't touch you? I was like, no, it can't. And he backhanded me with a slice of pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
Good buddy.
We did a video where I had a pizza, or you had a pizza, and we slapped it, like, full palmed it, and we joked about it.
Oh, we're chasing Andrew.
Come here. This isn't funny.
You guys, I have so much.
Yeah, it feels like we haven't been around each other forever.
Wait, is that all we're going to talk about, the sandwiches?
Oh, sure. Yeah, mention it. Go
Campy's
ahead.
In Winter Park. Holy smokes. Sandwiches.
Dude.
Hot sandwiches.
You picked it up so and you good. Told them who we are in our podcast, and they charged you full price.
Well, they didn't know. They hadn't looked it up.
So, guys, just saying. Boycott Cat. No, I'm
What if they think we have like 500 people that watch us?
Yeah.
That could be the case.
People with 500 subs don't matter, according to Lily.
But yeah, Cappy's is my numero uno.
That is number pretty one. Stinking delicious. Not what I thought of Philly cheese. Like, it's not like the normal classic Philly cheesesteak, right. But it was delicious.
Delicious.
Like, the pepperoncinis like on it.
Ooh. Ground beef Philly cheesesteak.
Mm. It's like a
that's like the
chopped cheese in New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's their Philly cheesesteak. It's the chopped cheese. I felt like that.
It's a New York Philly.
Mm. Hey, if you don't get it, then you just don't get it.
It's not called a Philly cheesesteak. It's called a chopped up New York special.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know what they call it.
That's what they
Give
call
me the Aki way. Remember that from the deli?
Sure.
Hey, speaking of New York.
What's happening there?
Dune is happening there.
Boom, boom.
Boom,
boom.
Do you ever do the sand shuffle when you walk?
Huh?
Do you ever do the sand shuffle when you walk?
You saw what's happening in New York? New York?
Crazy.
Mostly happening because of what's happening in Quebec. For those of you who don't know, the French people have started fires up in Canada, and now it's all
French
of our fault.
French are starting the fires.
Thanks a lot, French.
But there's conspiracies surrounding it, Lil.
I know. I saw something.
Dang it.
What do you hear about it?
Stop looking at stuff. Let us be the keepers of conspiracy.
I didn't see anything definitive. I just saw someone commented on their video. They said, why don't we see any images of the Canadian side of fires?
Oh, yeah. The videos and pictures of them.
Is there not?
Not that I... No. I just Googled real quick.
I mean, the thing is, they could be reusing that footage from forever long ago. We have no idea because I'm like, yep, that's trees that are on fire.
Yeah. That looks about right. Yeah. Checks out.
But
I don't see the croissants anywhere. It doesn't look French.
When this podcast comes out, it would have been...
A week and a half ago.
Yeah, week and a half ago. So this is 2 days old.
Yeah.
The Canadian fire. So we don't know what's going to be the deal a week.
Yeah, hopefully they get it under control, but it's the beginning of June.
Yeah.
This is like just happening. And so it's kind of a bummer because they got a long season ahead. They're
but
super,
what happened
super dry.
Was, did you see that satellite view of all the, like, no. Oh, dude, there's a, oh. Someone took a satellite view and it was like all at once. And like, it looked like a 500, 800 square mile radius. Fires just all at once went up.
It was
but
a,
like, in
it was
different
a time
spots.
Lapse.
Weird.
Yeah.
I mean.
So you see that? See how they're just starting over and over and over again?
Oh my gosh.
They started the exact same time.
Listen, yeah. We should phone a friend.
Who?
Who?
Smokey the Bear?
Griffin.
Oh, because he's a fireman.
And ask if that's normal.
Well, they blamed it on lightning.
What?
But they said it was a clear day.
They said it
there's
was a clear
weathermen
day.
That are on camera saying it was a clear day.
How's it going to hit in several spots at the same time?
That's what we're saying.
And that's a lot. And a lot of people will be in the comments because I've seen it where people are like, "Well, you know, that's how wind works. That's how this happens. It didn't show up." It just looks like it started at the same time, but it's like it. The fact that people are questioning it means that it's out of the ordinary.
Yeah,
and, you know, this isn't a normal thing. If it was completely normal, then we would be seeing more footage like this compared. Yeah. And so it's just strange. There's a lot of theories.
what's his name? The Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau. Yeah.
Jeremy Justin Trudeau.
J Dog.
Wait, is that the actor?
Justin. His name is Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau, the Prime Trudeau. Minister of Canada.
Of Malaysia.
He's blaming it on climate change.
Yeah, okay.
And
so quickly.
Yeah, but Canada's doing like
some...
Because
we didn't have wildfires before pollution or anything like that.
Yeah.
But maybe, are we just more prone to more now? Or are they having more than ever before? But it's like either way...
I read an article that said he's blaming climate control or climate change, but he has been warned by multiple people... That he needs to take care of
the forest.
What do you call it? Like regulating
conservation stuff, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because doing more bird controls and like keeping the forest more at bay to where you don't have these millions of acres of forest catching on fire.
But the thing that's going on right now, especially with Trudeau and in Canada, there's, and I'm going to maybe butcher a lot of this information, but the thing is that they're really pushing that 15-minute city. Type of mentality. Have you heard of that?
No.
Where if you're like a 15 minute city, where it's you can live in the city and everything you could possibly need, schools, groceries, hospitals, home, work, everything could be within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And so they've been really pushing that agenda for a long time. Ever since 2020, that's been like part of their political campaigns. Mm. And a lot of people are against that because it feels like it's going to take their freedoms away. And a lot of, there's going to be a lot more, they're already starting to track with cameras about, you know, like license plates information finding people just through cameras and stuff like that. And well, then they're going to be leading into facial recognition things.
Oh, no.
You said there's like some cities that have these regulations to where they have these cameras set up. To where you're not allowed to enter or leave, like without the government's permission. Is that right?
That's what they're saying. That's what some people
or they're
are saying.
Like so leading like, to,
yeah,
or?
That's what the
goal.
It sounds harsh.
Horse.
It sounds harsh.
I tell you.
But it sounds a little harsh right there. But that's what people are saying. That's what it's going to lead to is because they're not able to travel if. They mark your camera. You're more likely going to get stopped. You're going to get flagged.
Wow.
Because, you have to pay these or whatever before you leave. And so it's just weird. Yeah. A lot of weird stuff. And they're saying they're blaming on climate change, whatever. I can't speak into that. But this is pushing a lot of people into the cities.
Yeah.
Not rural areas.
Interesting.
And so that's what the conspiracy theory is with that.
I see.
Or the New York Times has even wrote an article about this.
Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah. My next question was going to be like, what do they have to gain? What's the
control?
Why? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Information control. Mm. But
some people have also said that it's a distraction from something else.
Look over here.
Hey, look at.
Hey.
Got a lighter?
Hey, what's that?
Is that a fire? No, but my theory is it's a distraction from this major news thing that's trying to get swamped over.
Regarding.
In regards to?
UFOs.
Listen,
should have known.
It was a high-level intelligence guy that worked for the Pentagon.
Okay.
And it's called the AARO, which is a whatever the acronym for that is. It's like for aerial phenomenon, whatever. It's like the UFO division of the Pentagon.
Let's keep coming up with
let me tell this.
Things for UFOs.
High-level intelligence. He was a whistleblower. So he got this documentation and was told by people above him that there is a secret program within the military that have been collecting crashed UFOs, UAPs for decades now.
Yeah.
And
I figured.
And then when he did this whole interview, like I didn't watch the whole interview, but he's like, there's different intelligent life.
Like there's different kinds. Like there's these aliens.
Well, he's just saying he doesn't know that. He's just saying we're for sure not alone.
Oh, wow.
And this, I mean, I think it's angels or demons and stuff like that. But he gave this interview and he's like, I'm probably going to lose my job, blah, blah, blah. Then Arrow, the sect of the Pentagon that he works for, they came out with a statement and basically said, we don't have any crashed remains of any aircraft, non-human origin.
Yeah. What even is a UFO?
And they said, but if you do come across it and you work for the government or not in the government, please let us know and like we'll run it through the ranks or whatever. And it's like, you guys, you know there's something.
Yes.
You know you got something back there.
Because at the White House briefing, what do you call it? The with the lady where she speaks to all the journalists. Just a White House briefing, right?
Yeah.
She was asked that. It's like what? Or one of the journalists said, in regards to today, the whistleblower from the Pentagon came out and said that they have recovered for decades non-human origin craft. What do you have to say to that? Or basically, are we alone? And she's like,
is it yes or no answer?
And she's like, that's a better question for the defense secretary.
Yeah, well, it is.
And she's like, you know, this is weird.
You're saying the press secretary, right?
Press secretary, yeah. But said this is a better question for the defense secretary.
And that guy's over here, he's going.
He's like, come on, I'm gonna answer that.
Golly, dude, I saw, it was a whole, it was like a documentary clip or something. It was just a tidbit, but it was like about 10 minutes and Barack Obama sitting down. We have government officials talking about it. You have people on like Mitt Romney still, like he's putting in his two cents. Mm. It's all these people just saying, yeah, this is something out of this world because Russia's nowhere near this type of technology. China's nowhere near this type of technology. Something's happening. And we don't have any answers.
Yeah, here's my question is like, it's so secretive.
Yeah.
And I was listening to this podcast and they're talking about just like aliens and UFOs throughout the, just America being founded or whatever, like going back to like George Washington. Mm-hmm. And it's like this crazy stuff. But there's been so many presidents of questioning like what's up with intelligent life or outside this world or whatever. And it's like, but why are they hiding it? Like, what do they have to gain from hiding it?
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess probably mayhem would ensue.
Or control.
Yeah.
Of
weaponry, too. Weaponry is a big part of it, I think.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think it's funny just because, one, everyone who saw you, this is not a new conversation, obviously, but, like, everyone who saw UFOs in the past, you're crazy, right? They got labeled crazy. It was so easy. And then technology started happening and started building more and more and more. And now it's to the point where it's like, it's hard to deny certain things. We're like, okay, we have to own up to this because people are seeing things that we've got to own up to. It's just like the truth will be revealed no matter what. Just like how body cams are now revealing like, oh, there's a lot of like, you know, injustice happening because they're out in the world.
Yeah.
And it's something like that. So it's curious to be like, what's the next step? What's one person going to record with their video and be like, there's something more to this.
Yeah.
Like a lid's going to blow it off.
I don't believe in aliens. I believe in spiritual creatures.
Something, yeah.
You know?
They talk about cherubim and seraphim and they have eyes all over their body and wings and like...
Crazy looking.
Crazy.
Which leads me into this thing.
I keep teeing you up.
Yeah.
What do we have, like a Unagi?
I guess you guys are so cute.
Did I forget to write it down? I did forget to write it down, but you made me remember it.
Aww. Do you like that?
I think her name was...
You like me now?
Someone sent me a news clip on the Ninja's Instagram, Nicole. Uh-huh. And it was in Las Vegas this week, a policeman was like pulled someone over and his body cam caught this thing, glowing thing, like hit the earth. And then where it hit, they got a couple calls from people that said that they're looking at the crashed thing.
Uh-oh.
And there was... This is weird.
Okay.
He said the guy was calling. He's like, hey, something just crashed in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, we actually got reports of something coming down from the sky or whatever. He's like, you're not going to believe me, but
out with it.
There's two beings standing right beside him.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
And he said they look weird. And she's like, can you describe them? And he's like, they look like they're 8 to 10 feet tall. Their eyes are
all over the body.
No, he said their eyes are really big. And then like the police came and the police was like, I'm not calling you crazy, man, because I saw something crash.
Fall down.
And he's like, I honestly just stay inside, and if you see it, you have my permission to do something.
Like, shoot it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And then
you're scared right now. You can tell my body language.
But then when the cops came to the crash site, like because they're interviewing the people, mm-hmm. everything was gone.
And the guy was like, "Beep boop bop, I called you.
I am the police officer now."
I have a telephone.
But that's weird, right?
That's super strange. Super strange. So what do you think that was? Do you think that was aliens?
I don't think it was aliens. I think it's... I have a whole thing. Yeah, see, I have a whole deep thing.
They
about
talk
it.
About, too, how angels, you know, everybody has this concept of angels having, like, wings and, like, the robes and all that. But really, angels were men. They looked like men. And they were very beautiful. And they had all these, like, crazy features. And I can imagine they're tall.
And from what I know, there's never referenced angels have wings in the Bible. Like it's always been assumed or it's been hinted at or something like that, because that's how else would you travel from heaven to earth?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We talked about that on one podcast and we were like, that's not true.
Yeah. So
what about what?
The angels don't have wings. They're like cherubim and seraphim.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think they're a different spiritual being, but think about the story of like Sodom and Gomorrah when the two angels went to the city and they said, those men are so beautiful, yada, yada.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they looked like men. That's what they were saying. Beautiful men.
That's strange,
like
man.
Me and Andy and Andrew.
We are beautiful men.
Are you guys angels?
We are beautiful boys.
Yeah.
That's strange, man. The videos that they shared in that thing was really, really scary. And there's one that I have never seen before. And it's literally just a black dot just soaring across the sky. And it's government confirmed. And it's like,
what are we supposed to do with this?
I guess I'm just freaked out because it's like the cops, like you could tell in their voice they were
scared,
freaked out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yeah, we saw something.
Yeah. You know how you repeat things for emphasis? Like, right? Like, so like you, like there's some stuff in, you know, stories or books or Bibles or like if you really want someone to remember it.
Yeah.
Like this is the thing, you keep repeating it.
Yeah.
I feel like once we just run a news story that, hey, aliens are real, and then we just move on to the next day's news stories and never mention it again, that's such a problem. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like every news story should be like, hello, welcome to Channel 7 News. Reminder, this happened yesterday. And then just like the shots of the, like, aliens exist. Now on with the other stories. And, like that just runs for a full year.
Yeah.
Because people just, I feel crazy because people are constantly talking about this. But it's like we keep bringing it up, but like it's insane that we haven't confirmed what this is yet.
I just want to know how big that guy's yard is. Something from space flies by, crashes in the yard, and then I'm like, well, in, you know, what's the average yard? Like a third of an acre?
Yeah.
And so, you know, in that span of thing, I'm so distracted right now because there's a camera being reset in front of me.
Yeah, it has to be like a big yard. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But to go with the concept, my mom and I were driving in Delaware one time and literally middle of the night, just a cruise, it's dark, and then a blue orb just like,
oh no,
like flew by us, like lit up the car. It was like lightning.
Yeah.
But it passed from behind to forward.
That was a good sound effect. I seen a couple things like that.
Try one.
I can't.
You have to try it. Everyone.
Shut up.
What was that?
Should I
you guys hear that? Should grab that sound clip and all the reels, just use her.
Well, I've been listening to the Book of Enoch lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I don't know. I've read different things about its credibility and whatnot, because it's such an old book that it's no longer credible because it's been translated so many times and stuff was added, stuff was taken out.
And we believe in the divinity of the Bible
and
that it was chosen by God, all those books to go in happen for a reason.
Yeah. But it talks about in it. So I'm not taking it all for truth, right?
Yeah.
It's just, it's kind of just fun to listen to, but it talks about the original fallen angels that came down and how they gave this insane wisdom to basically heavenly wisdom to the men of Earth, but they were corrupted, one, because they rebelled against God, but then it said at like one point, basically, like they wanted to come back into the presence of God, but they weren't allowed because of the evil that they had done on Earth, including sleeping with the women on Earth. Yeah. But they said that the Nephilim race that was born were basically God deemed them as like the most cursed thing ever because it was something of an eternal being laying with a mortal being. Mm-hmm. And it said that they said that when the Nephilim die, that their spirits will be basically trapped on Earth forever. Oof.
And doesn't that remind you of that statue?
Demons. Yeah.
I think about that statue.
Again, don't know. Don't know. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying
it.
We're a bunch of
dum
dums.
Hey, it's fun to talk about.
It is fun to talk about.
As long as it's not harmful, don't believe anything we're saying.
Yeah.
There has to be a disclaimer at the beginning of every podcast.
But yeah, I think the whole things could be.
Yeah, I'm not convinced either way. I'm not convinced either way. Just work them in.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Oh, but yeah, aliens. What are you gonna do about them?
What's up with that? Hey, can we be the first podcast to actually have an alien?
Sure.
Actually, as a guest.
But if we believe that they're evil, evil demons,
keep your distance. But if you were a food, what would you be?
Oh, but speaking of aliens,
don't. Josh, please don't.
We have a dad. Don't go anywhere. Beep, 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 beep.
You can make me disappear, right, Andrew?
Yep.
Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but I just want to tell you guys something really cool.
Something very cool.
Here at Sunday Cool, we offer really, really cool inks.
Really cool inks.
We do super soft ink, water-based, but I want to tell you about something really, really special.
Really, really special.
It's called our Sun Reveal ink.
Sun Reveal ink.
It's an ink that is dyed into the fabric, and when exposed to the sun...
Exposed to the sun.
The design magically appears right before your very eyes.
It magically appears.
It's beautiful. It's vibrant. It's one of a kind.
It's beautiful. Very beautiful.
And your design, to make it extra special, can really, really stand out. You too can have Sun Reveal ink on your t-shirt. All you got to do is go to sundaycool.com. Start your order today.
Start your beautiful order today.
And listen, when you make a call to us, and if you ever mess up on your words or anything like that, we won't make fun of you.
We'll just say it's beautiful.
Because it's we're beautiful. Good people and good
it's
friends.
It's true.
So go to sundaycool.com, order your Sun Reveal shirts today. They're amazing. Shut your mouth. We're making fun of me.
Beautiful.
Shut up. You were so off rhythm, dude, so don't even.
I know, but...
You were terrible. I was pausing. I was like, pitch. And then you come in like 5 seconds later. I quit the podcast. No, I quit. I'm done. We're done.
Welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back, baby.
Oh... That made my brain go, whoa,
that's
whoa,
a lot.
Whoa, I don't think
we plan on going that hard into the alien stuff.
No, because I have something big I want to talk about.
Big. Your posture got like this. You were like, and this. I could tell you were scared talking about it.
The thing is, I came in today with one subject that we haven't even talked about.
Uh-oh.
And we talked about a lot of things already.
Is it the one you researched?
Do we want to do the question real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was leading into that.
Okay. I didn't know.
Don't rush me.
Okay. Well, you just started. You started teeing up. You're a big subject.
I know, but I was going to say, but first.
But you're teasing it so people stick around for the whole thing. You're not going anywhere.
You're stuck.
Try. Go check your door. It's locked. You're not able to leave.
Now look behind you.
Ah!
Andrew, do you have a reel?
I do have a reel.
Oh,
Andrew has a reel. Andrew has a reel. Andrew has a reel.
I wonder what it's from. where it is as well. I don't know why I said wonder where it's from.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
We did so good on the opening song, though, so we're good.
Yeah, I guess you had to mess up somewhere.
Had a little grace.
All right, everyone's got their phone volumes on for this one.
Volumes on, baby. Yeah.
And so I want to know, it's a sport thing. If you're on the team and you see this happen to a teammate, what do you do? All right, you ready? I haven't sent it yet. I'm letting everyone.
Only one person should do volume in their microphone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll turn mine down.
So I'll do volume.
Yeah. And
you volunteered.
Sent.
All right, ready? 3, 2.
Wait. Oh. I'm not ready. Okay, go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
Ah! It's like one of those, like, he's okay.
What's your question?
What do you do if you see something like that happen to a teammate? That seemed really, 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 really extra.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't know the rules for rugby.
I think rugby players are just,
I don't know if rules about, are you allowed to pull people back like that? Like, because in football, like, you can't pick somebody up and start running with them and then tackle them.
Yeah, well, you look at the intention on the final bit of that drive. The person's flipped under them.
Yeah, this someone said something about that one's mother. Or something.
That's dude, called follow through, baby.
That was,
you gotta go hurt so go to the whistle. Bad.
Question is, is that a woman?
No.
What is it, Matt Walsh over here?
Right there.
With the red hair?
Yeah,
in your face, Matt Walsh,
with long hair.
Oh, those exist.
Nope, because real men have no hair. Thanks, Lily.
Or receding hair. Oh, no. You want to go? No, I don't want to fight you. I want to fight you.
I don't want to fight you, but I will hit a woman. What?
I don't want to fight you, but I will hit a woman.
Come here, lady. No!
Just kidding. I would never hit a woman. Unless it was that long.
I was just about to say, unless. That's not funny, guys.
No.
Domestic violence is not a joke.
No.
Hey, but you know what time it is, right?
Question corners, question corners, question corners with Lily.
Where the questions are fresh on her mind.
I feel like my question is a little insensitive right now.
Let's go.
Insensitive?
Yeah. So maybe I'll ask it and then we can cut it out if you guys decide it's insensitive.
Lily.
Yeah, we'll cut it out.
I had been thinking about it for a couple of days and then recent events occurred.
Oh, no.
So we could either call it relevant or insensitive.
This is a week and a half later, so it's not going to be insensitive. The time will pass.
Ready? Right? Okay. We're coming into natural disaster season.
Mm-hmm.
Which natural disaster are you most afraid to die in?
Tsunami.
Can you have a name of it?
Tsunami, yeah. Okay. Tornado, wildfire, earthquake. Keep in mind, you will perish. There's no chance of surviving. How do you
tsunami
prefer? You're most afraid of that one?
Yes, I have so many nightmares about tsunamis.
Oh, man.
And tornadoes.
Yeah.
Tornadoes are terrifying.
I used to be so scared of tornadoes as a kid because for some reason when I was like 5, I watched Twister.
Yeah.
And I would always ask my parents to pray that Nortado didn't come.
Get that Nortado away from me.
I said, are there going to be any Nortados? No Nortados. I was a now really stupid tomatoes. Child.
No.
Can we agree that that question is really, would you rather die by drowning or fire?
Yeah, why does it have to
earthquake,
be
earthquake? Not I necessarily.
Mean, you to, you're
why not
die?
Face
no, no,
it?
No, she's saying, which one are you most afraid to die in? Like,
Yeah.
We're going to face one of them.
I think I'd rather drown than burn alive.
One of them's an earthquake, too, which you would just get jumbled up and swallowed into the earth.
She'd probably get crushed.
Well, crushed, yeah. Or not quickly.
Oh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one because a lot of it, like the tsunami, you're surviving for the most part until it's not a quick death
if it's a tsunami, I think you die on impact.
What? No, because it's like a rush of water. It's not like a crashing wave.
Yeah, it also depends on where you are. All of this depends on where you are, too. And so either way, it's going to be terrible.
True.
And the thought of dread, it would be the worst part about it.
I just think of seeing a giant wave coming freaks me out.
I know. It makes my toes tingle.
I think I'm more familiar with tornadoes, anxious. So I choose tornadoes because I wouldn't be as scared.
How Midwestern of you.
Yeah.
But you're not most afraid of that.
Shout out Joplin, Missouri.
It's the one you'd most wanted.
Oh, yeah. Which one are you most scared of? And I guess you can answer which one are you least scared of?
Tornadoes are least scared of. Okay. If that's the question, sorry. Least afraid of, tornado. Most afraid of. Man, fire would be fire. Really terrifying.
Fire is my I think.
Where's
one.
Fire coming from?
That's a natural disaster, wildfire.
Oh, that. Yeah.
That one for me.
Where's fire come from?
What fire?
What is fire?
I have an argument.
Yes, this.
I might cut this one out, but an argument for why it'd be better to die by tsunami and a fire you hear your family screaming.
Oh, Andrew! Andrew!
What's wrong with you?
It's so dark.
What the heck is going on, guys?
I
this is not what they're here for.
I called you in the car this morning. I said, should I go dark with questions corner? You said, go dark.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about death. Dark in my mind is UFOs and stuff.
Oh, man.
Man, guys.
No.
Do you want me to pick a new question?
Should I cut that?
Do you ever? No.
No. They need to see real honest conversation. Sorry, kids that are watching.
This is what they're not to do. Come on. Do you have another good question?
I'm most scared of fire. No, there's one I had to prepare for.
Okay, good. You're good.
So no.
Now I'm sad.
Be prepared.
I don't want to get into it, but but just because.
Oh my!
because he sang a Disney song. Billboard listed out their top 100 Disney songs.
Yes,
and it is atrocious.
Yeah, that's what Josh said.
Absolutely awful.
What's number one?
Number one is Part of Your World, which the top 10 I get because there's some nostalgic ones that have like a lot to do with Disney.
Mm.
But golly, dude! I mean, you have some. It's a Small World is number three.
What?
The song It's a Small World is number three.
Who are they polling?
I think it's just one.
It's
dude.
Billboard. Okay. Yeah, like it's the whole company of Billboard. They're doing the top 100 Disney songs, and it's crazy.
Who gives them the right?
I know, for real. It's so terrible.
We are the keepers of good taste.
Number one is Part of Your World.
And it's just insane to me.
What song would you say? I immediately go to Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
But I guess When You Wish Upon a Star, that one, that's so Disney.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
But number 49 is the Soarin' theme.
What?
From the ride.
What? Is the question like Disney music from the theme parks?
No, it's songs. Disney, the whole Disney universe.
Oh my gosh.
Every single, so that they have High School Musical in the top 10.
Get
like in the top 100. It's absolutely insane.
Oh my gosh.
Boo.
Boo.
Come on, Billboard.
My eyes are itchy.
Pull real Dude, people.
Same.
Really?
I'm over here doing this.
Are you guys hearing about this flu that's giving everybody pink eye?
What?
Lily.
What?
You're dark today.
I don't know
she
why.
She wants to come back. That's what she said.
I don't know why I want to.
Yeah, you did come in and say, I'm ready to fight.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little combative. I don't know what's up with that.
All right. This is my last thing, okay? Because I just want to, because we're speaking combative. This kind of plays into the Aztec death whistle, okay? This is another instrument that was played.
Where?
By the Celtic army.
Celtic.
And it was, this is the sound the Roman soldiers would have heard in the Celtic enemies in wherever they were fighting.
Dude, I saved this. This was almost my reel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, just the sound. Oh, geez, sorry. My bad.
Come on, Golly. Andy.
Bro. You're done. You're done. Say goodbye to your family.
I have.
Get your affairs in order.
I have goosebumps on goosebumps.
Dude, it's so scary.
I just imagine myself there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Looking at like the forest.
Yeah, not knowing that if they're coming.
You
like,
hear that? And you're like.
You hear it over the hill.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
why was I born a man?
Come on. You just lay down.
Yeah,
lay
yeah. Dead. Yeah. I died already.
I thought already. Don't just keep walking.
You guys, I actually forgot my spear in my tent.
Dude, why'd you throw that at me? I'm sorry.
Ah. Oh my gosh. Terrifying.
You just stab yourself in the spear. Gotta go home, guys.
I got cut, everyone. I'm gonna go to the medic tent.
It's infected.
What's infection? What is that word?
Is that ketchup? What's ketchup?
Are you guys ready for the things that I was supposed to talk about last week?
The Count of
Saint-Germain.
Okay, Saint-Germain. Sorry.
You did, I was going to set it up. I was like,
you did set it up and you didn't say it.
And you guys are supposed to say, yeah, wait, what were you going to talk about?
Let's do it from the top.
What were you going to talk about?
Wait.
Wait for the line.
You'll wait. You'll know when to say it. So I got something for you guys, and it's something that I was going to talk about last week.
What is it, Josh?
What?
Okay. Tell me the timing. The Count of Saint-Germain. The Count of Saint-Germain.
Germain?
Germain.
Germain.
The Count of Saint-Germain.
Saint-Germain.
Let's just keep saying it
for
the next 20.
A lot of people said it differently, like on the multiple things I listened to. He was one of the most mysterious men in all of history.
Wow.
When?
Why are you laughing?
Because you're... Why wouldn't I laugh at that?
Whoa. That was you that made that noise?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That was Andrew.
No.
That was really good. Now you're just trying to show up with your voice. Wow. Wow. It sounds like the guy who does the makeup for Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That was good.
We're going to make you look beautiful. Mother's going to love you.
That's very good. Okay, the Count of Saint-Germain was literally, he's so fascinating. And every podcast and video I watch, there's always a two-part series to it because there's too much.
Okay.
So what? What?
Spit it out!
Spit it out!
I don't have anything. I'm just laughing at what we said. Keep going.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so when was
this? I got something good here.
When did this guy exist? When did he live?
Some say forever.
What do you mean?
And it's still here.
What do you mean by that?
Okay. So this man really appeared during the 1700s in Europe. And he just was, he befriended everyone of status. Like,
he's just a normal guy?
But he had all these talents. So he could speak over a dozen languages. He was a very talented painter. He said a renowned violinist. So people thought that he was like a famous musician that was like hiding and like didn't want to show people his true identity. And he had this party trick to where he could write a poem with one hand and a love letter with this hand at the same time.
What?
So like this
dude is super smart.
A genius.
Super smart.
He was also an alchemist.
What is that?
We talked about this the other day.
It's like
it's like studying.
I forget because you want to say chemistry, but
yeah, it's not chemistry. It's not chemistry. It's almost a little bit of a
alchemist,
like hocus pocus chemistry.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It says the definition is a person who practices alchemy.
That's what it is.
It's a medieval forerunner of chemistry.
Okay.
Based on the transformation of matter.
But this dude was just fascinating, and like he never truly like there's all these stories of like who he was, where he came from. And he would just mess with people.
He became like almost like a myth at that point. Like, like some type of legend.
But literally everyone in Europe knew about him.
Okay.
And he even spent 5 years in the Shah of Persia's court learning jewelry craft. So like he would like know. One of his party tricks too was, not a party trick, I guess a talent he had, said he had. He could
like Picasso, he had a party trick. It's a painting.
But he said he could take a diamond with a flaw in it and basically do this whole alchemy thing to where he melts it down and reformulates it to where it's a perfect diamond. And he did that with the King of France. The King of France had this diamond that was, it was a giant, big, beautiful diamond, but it had a flaw in it. And Saint-Germain told him, let me take your diamond, give me 4 weeks for the whole process. The diamond at that time was worth like 6,000 francs, whatever that equates to. He did it, came back. It was a perfect diamond worth double the amount of what he was given or whatever. So he could just do like really, really insane, bizarre stuff.
Yeah. Especially for the 1700s. Like that's like, pretty uncommon.
But there's a rumor that I'm telling you, there's so much. Yeah. So it was like hard to like nail down like just whatever. I'm just going to keep talking. So, you guys are really quiet.
I'm listening.
We're
I know, but I'm like,
you keep talking yourself out of this.
I know, my brain's going, all right.
Do you want me to read it?
No, because I formulated it.
Okay. Remember this morning when you joked about how you think you're slowly forgetting how to read?
Yeah. I think it's a possibility. But people commented of at these parties and stuff, he never drank, mm-hmm. and they said that they really never saw him eat.
Oh.
But he would always, at these parties and these gatherings, he would make his own concoction. It looked like a tea almost.
He's a vampire.
And they said he claimed to have created the Philosopher's Stone, which is, you know, from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But basically what that does is it makes you live forever.
And also not, you need to eat?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea. But I just thought that was weird that people were like, yeah, we never saw him eat or drink alcohol or whatever. He would always just drink his concoction that he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a vampire.
But I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to like condense it.
No, don't feel like you have to condense it.
But he met all these people just throughout life and stuff. He was very close to King Louis, King Louis and Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
And he became Marie Antoinette's advisor in a lot of things. And he actually warned them 15 years prior to the revolution that there was going to be a revolution.
Wow.
And that they need to start being prepared for that.
Yes.
And then 15 years later, there's a revolution.
You're like, oh, Saint-Germain, what are you even talking about?
And then like at a party, he ran into a woman who recognized him from 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
In Venice.
It's like Age of Adeline all over again.
So this lady met this man. Walked up, she's like, are you Saint-Germain? And he said, I am. And she's like, do you have a father like or something? Because I met someone that looked exactly like you 50 years ago, and they were 45. And she said, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 45, and that was me that you met. And people were like, what? And so like he got all these questions. And so when he was asked questions of like, oh my gosh.
So he's playing into it. He's like not like trying to cover anything up.
Well, he would like play into it, but when people would call him out, he's like, I'm just kidding.
Just joking.
Yeah. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I'm a million years old. Boop, 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 boop.
But at these parties, he would tell these stories and recount history like he was there.
Yeah.
In fact, he talked about very historical facts about Jesus and like all this stuff.
I know, and it's a little spooky.
It's a weird, spooky, right? It's
And then one lady said, if you're talking about Jesus, like you were there, that means you have to be over 1,000 years old. And then they looked at his servant, because he had these servants with them. They said, is he 1,000 years old? And the servant said, I wouldn't know if he's 1,000 years old. I'm only 300 years old.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Spooky!
This is a great, scary story. But this guy was an actual historical person. Like, there's actual historical record of this dude?
Oh, yeah. But the weird part is he would never, to the day that he supposedly died, which that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
He never said where he came from, about his family, his true identity. Some people speculated that he was, which I never knew about this person until I started researching this. Have you heard of Cartophilus?
No.
Have you?
No.
Which this is like, again. Everything I'm saying.
Yeah, you're good. You
look like a Cartophilus.
Cartophilus is a person, and they called him the Wandering Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly this man, Cartophilus, was cursed by Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
When Jesus was on his way to be crucified, he mocked Jesus. And then Jesus said, you are going to walk every day on this earth until I return again. Like, you're cursed with immortality.
I don't know about that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying this is speculation.
This is the story that they've was passed down.
But other people have said that he is...
That wouldn't make any sense that Jesus would say that, because he didn't say anything to the people that were literally flogging him.
Again.
Okay.
Not what I'm saying. This is what some people have said.
Just the story.
And then some people have speculated that he's Marlon. You know, like Marlon the wizard from like King Arthur time?
Merlin.
Yeah, not Marlon.
I was thinking
Fish.
Yeah. Nemo, yeah.
Wait, he's a fish?
And then others have speculated that he is son of Francis Rakosi the Second, Prince of Transylvania.
Oh, that's vampiric.
Yeah.
That's vampire country, baby.
Someone said that he could be the illegitimate son of Maria Anna, who was the widow of King Charles the Second of Spain, which I don't know. We'll talk on another podcast about King Charles, but terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Illegitimate.
Yeah. And then someone said that he was the king, son of the king of Portugal, John the Fifth. And then others have said that he was the 1600 scientist, Sir Francis Bacon, who it later came out. There's a rumor that he was the one that wrote all the Shakespeare plays.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's so interesting.
That just reminds me of, like, it sounds very witchy type of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I don't know what people, like, but the accounts that people have in Haiti and in Africa about, like, witch doctors and stuff, and it's like, that stuff could have existed back then. Who knows? It's so scary.
So I'll wrap up with this.
When you talk about him, it makes me think of that Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil, where he talks about wandering around and having been a part of all these huge historical events and being like an entertainer and all that.
Ew. Yeah, I don't like
spooky.
That.
Spooky.
Well, witchcraft.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Witchcraft and that sort of thing, if we're talking about that, is biblically accurate. You know, think about Saul, he had a witch summon the dead. Yeah. So it's possible for supernatural to exist.
Yeah. But so
spooky.
People have reported him seeing him throughout his life in the 1700s. Everywhere, like in the world.
Yeah.
Like in India, in America even.
Really?
And this is the weird part. The America thing.
He's Donald Trump.
So
his name is Baron Trump.
Sorry, I had to burp.
It's Donald Trump. Just kidding. No. So during the signing of the Declaration of Independence, it was in the courtroom, right? They locked all the doors because it was very... Can't do this.
Hush.
And there's a ton of all the founding fathers were there. The story goes that they were hesitant to signing the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And there was a man that stood up wearing all like a black suit, like what he was like known for, like wearing black. He stood up and gave this big speech about freedom of men, and like you need to be your own country, and that gave the courage to John Hancock growing up there and signing first, and all these other men went up.
Yeah.
And that's how. So
sign it big, John.
But when they went and turned around to see who that man was, he was gone.
Jeez Louise.
But like people Batman. But people in America that have met Saint Germain in Europe, they said that looked like Saint Germain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. This is crazy. I've never heard of this story. How have I never heard of this?
That's what I'm saying.
What did you hear about? Because you obviously knew the name of it last week.
He's a character in Outlander.
He's a character in Outlander, but I'm disappointed with Diana Gabaldon He was portrayed as like this kind of evil guy, you know, which is like, it sounds like maybe that's what's happening here, but never like supernatural or spooky, which it's just like she could have done a huge piece
like
on him.
There needs to be like his own show.
Yeah.
Not really. But this is where the whole theory that he's not dead now.
Yeah.
He was recorded dying in 1784 in Germany, but they like it was so secretive and like only like the servants saw him died and they buried him.
Yeah.
And but then he was spotted by Marie Antoinette's friend who wrote about him multiple times because he was like an advisor.
Yeah.
She reported seeing him five times after his supposed death.
Wow.
One time in 1793 watching Marie Antoinette
get beheaded.
Beheaded. So he was present for her beheadness.
Beheading. Yeah.
Beheadness. And then the last time she saw him was in 1820, 2 years before she died. And so even people up until the 1970s were claiming to have seen him.
Wow.
Just wandering.
That is so trippy.
And there's hours and hours. There's so much more about different stories and like what he did here, what he did there. Like he was like caught as being a spy one time.
Is there like paintings of him or anything like that?
There's
like,
one drawing of him.
I want to see it.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know if I want to.
No, he just looks like a.
It's just
like an old dude.
It's like Carrot Top.
It's right here. Wait, it's Carrot Top.
Yeah, that's him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd recognize that feller anywhere.
So, yep. I know that was a little hodgepodgey.
No, that was good. That was crazy. That's a fun little story to like to keep reading about because I've never heard of that.
I'll give you the podcast to listen to about it because it's so fascinating.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's probably so much stuff built around it, you know, over time.
Folklore,
But there's got to be some truth to some of it because, like, having all those counts all come together and all work together, that's strange.
My personal belief is that he was just a swindler.
Yeah.
He was a very highly intelligent man.
Yeah.
That, like...
Like a con that,
but
man.
He, like...
They got off on, you know, just becoming, like, just showing off.
He was so fascinating that he, like, people took on his identity.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's why he was always present, because they always talked about what he wore, how he acted, what he would talk about.
Yeah, he's probably, a trendsetter.
Like, yeah, and so, like, all these people around the world were probably impersonating. Like, I am Saint Germain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am anonymous.
Oh. So that is the Count of Saint Germain.
Wee wee.
Better known as Donald Trump.
His name was Nikola Tesla.
Saint Germain grew up to be Barack Obama.
Oh my gosh.
No!
I am the Count of Saint Germain.
Snap brain.
But yeah, that's it.
Spooky.
That is very spooky.
Good job, Dad.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
You did great.
You did great.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Promise?
Hey, you did great, pal.
Thanks.
Proud of your sport.
You're squeezing my finger hard.
Pop it. I was going to squeeze really hard, but I remember your fingers really hurt.
Dude, it still hurt. Like, really bad.
Yeah, you need to go see a doctor.
I think it's popped out of place.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I got.
There's a fun fact I learned recently is that all of MTV Cribs was completely fake.
How?
What? How?
They would rent out mansions.
No.
And make guests. No, it is 100% real. Because there's clips when people look back. Because you had to make a reality show. And so what they did after a while, like I think like the first season they were actually using real people. But then they would get to the point where, okay, say, I don't know, like Soulja Boy. I don't know if he did one. But it's like has a really one big hit. They want to use that. You know, that momentum that person has. And so they're like, hey, we're going to go to Soulja Boy's. And it's like, how do you have this big of a mansion and 16 Lamborghinis already? Like, it's like, it can't happen. But there's...
That's crazy.
Wow.
There's one where this guy walks into the bathroom. It's I can't remember who it was, but it was one of the celebrities. And he walks into the bathroom and there's no mirror up there. And he says, yeah, because when I moved in, they didn't have a mirror up there. And I just kind of just figured we didn't need one. And so he just walks out. It's like, what are you talking about? He's making this up.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but apparently the rapper Redman came out and did like a celebrity interview on it. Yeah, it was Moby, the rapper.
Well, that
Moby.
Was like the Pimp My Ride, too.
Yep. It's so ridiculous.
Because, you know, they came out, those were all actors.
Really?
Like the people with the cars. And like they made the cars so unfunctional. Like it was, what was the one? Like
they had a hot tub like inside the car.
We heard that you like going to the beach and looking at the waves. So we installed these pop-up binoculars at the top of your windshield. Like, it's like,
this is ridiculous.
What the heck?
I know. I always thought it was so funny because like I just realized it from a very young age, and I'm sure a lot of it's obvious now, but like I'm sure a lot of people saw it, but like they're outside the person's house and they just happen to like yell like, yo, Adrian. And then Adrian walks out in a complete outfit. And it's like, looks, they are so ready. And I was like, this is all so fake.
Yeah.
Like, what? How did we ever fall for this?
I fell for it for a very long time into my adulthood. And then I married Josh and he's ruined all TV for me because he'll just mention, he'll be like, you know, this is how they had to set this up and do this and film that. And I'm like, stop, you're ruining TV for
that's
me.
That's how I talk. You know, this is how like, they had to set up like this. So. I can't. It's actually not real.
I can't hear it. It's so annoying. That noise. Your voice is so shrilly. But that's why I can't watch cooking competitions anymore. Because they'll sit, like something bad is happening. They'll burn their hands. Someone left, you know, the pan on and burn their hands. And then suddenly the interview is like, and it was at that moment I realized. I was like, and they'll literally say like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, this is after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many hours after the fact. And like, you're acting like it's as, like,
they're being
tricked.
They're being interviewed like while or they're like already like sent home.
Yeah.
So like you lost and they're like throughout the line they're like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it in time.
I think a funny sketch would be if as soon as like in the kitchen, like quick, no, you gotta as soon like get off your plate. Yeah. Let's go in here, let's have an interview quick and go back out. Like just rushing them in and out.
Okay. Yeah.
My favorite like edit cut is when they make someone look really awkward. They just use clips of them staring.
They're just listening to a conversation, yeah, exactly. But it's muted. Yeah. And so it makes them like or they roll their eyes. Dude, it's so manipulative. Kind of like what is that Love is Blind show on Netflix?
Yes.
How, dude, they're getting like sued apparently.
Why?
Because they were no joke. Crazy. They were being starved. They were staying up all night.
Starved?
They couldn't leave. Like, no joke. When you watch the clips, I haven't watched the show, but I've seen clips of them like literally falling asleep during talks because they're kept up all night. They're not, yeah.
Not only that, but they said that whenever they would ask for water, they would just bring them alcohol instead.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And so like they were like, can I just get a bottle of water?
Yeah,
like, well, here's a beer or a wine. And it's
oh my
like,
gosh.
Anything to make.
They said they lost, they didn't know like what time it was during the day. Like they said the only time that they were able to see the sun is when they went out to the trailer to use the restroom.
Stop it.
That was it. It's scary.
It's like Black Mirror stuff, dude. Yeah, dude.
Hey, speaking of Black Mirror.
Oh,
Vision Pro, dude. Apple Vision Pros.
We'll end on this.
Dude, those things, everyone's probably seen it. $3,500, starting at $3,500. They have those new VR, Apple released those new VR goggles. And oh my goodness, it's cameras, right? You're seeing through and you're getting projections in front of you. And so.
Of what?
I mean.
Your surroundings.
The space.
Space, but then you have your apps pop up as holograms, like, basically. And they have this one feature that, like, what is it? The memory feature that they have that you can
Was that part of Vision Pro?
I don't know if that was Vision Pro.
That's
literally
Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's a software that someone's developed, like an app.
Yeah.
To where you can film something. Like, I can film you now, and in 20 years, I can come back to this spot and look at you sitting on the couch and stuff.
With the goggles, you could literally see it happening.
Wow.
Like a home video.
But is that not, like, the most Black Mirror-ish type of thing in the world?
Yeah. It's creepy as heck.
Absolutely.
But crazy. Andrew had a fun fact about it.
Yeah, the sound that they use, it's not in your ears. It's right above it, but it's the most immersive sound experience because if you're like looking at things over here and things over here, you need like the sounds to come from those spaces.
Right.
And so that's how it's all pitched. But what they do is they're listening to the waves bouncing back and they can detect, it's like radar or sonar or whatever, like hitting and coming back. They can detect what the material is. Like, is it a pillow? Is it a hard surface? So that the sound is balanced.
So it sounds like you're laying on a pillow.
Or no. Oh. Like
what? I don't understand. Like
if you yell at a hard wall, there's sound that bounces back. Right. So they're going to change how they're projecting the sound for you.
And if you yell at a pillow.
It would be dead over
there.
You
suck on the pillow.
Yeah, Lily, drop the pillow!
So the point is, it scans the room to know what the environment is. It can tell what the material is, what the environment is. It can tell brands. It can literally read the entire layout of anywhere. Wow.
So this
you
is
are.
This
data
is
collection.
This is noise.
Oh, for data,
noise
I'm like,
collection.
And this is relevant. Why?
This is noise canceling evolving. Like this is the next step for noise cancellation reading the rooms and understanding the noises and how to distribute that.
They'll know where you are. They're saying what that means.
They're saying it's so that there's a more immersive experience, but they're using sound to create scans, visualizations.
Scary.
Yeah, visualizations that get logged.
Even the technology though of the eye tracking, they said when you first put it on, they'll display dots that you have to follow with your eyes, and so you don't. Necessarily, like, there's no mouse and stuff to click on apps. Your eyes find it perfectly.
Yeah.
And you do this with your hand to click it.
And that, and apparently the...
How does it know?
Exactly.
It has sensors all over it.
And that's the thing. It's like there's some type of technology beyond the cameras that registers your hands and your body movements.
They said your hand can be down here and
you're doing
click
this.
It.
Yeah.
Got him.
I can't wait to try them just to feel like Iron Man.
Yeah.
I just always, like, you know, always those little holograms you move. I feel like holograms. Just
yeah.
That's crazy. I like the memory aspect of it, though. There's so many things I wish I could go back and look at.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, though.
It is creepy.
I've watched too much Black Mirror to think it's cute.
That's a literal episode of Black Mirror. You
like the replay one?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a bad episode, too.
It is terrible.
To add some legitimacy, I know we're trying to wrap up, but I have a friend who has a friend who works in military intelligence, and he was saying they can already use cell phones, the Wi-Fi in the room, and I may have said this before, but they can use Wi-Fi. He said if a phone is in your pocket, they can read your inseam. Like, literally, your measurements based on Wi-Fi bouncing already.
You know what they're reading then?
What?
Waist size.
Dang, he's really gained some weight.
And it's like, it just keeps push notification like, hey, maybe we should work out.
Oh my gosh.
Did you know they, okay, we'll end with this because you brought up Wi-Fi.
Yeah, well, let's just keep talking until we end. Cooking outros.
These students at a college did an experiment to see what Wi-Fi, like routers from a Wi-Fi from a router has on our bodies, like mm-hmm. the impact it does. And so they did two enclosed things, and they put one router in there with no Wi-Fi, the other one in there with Wi-Fi, and they grew these seeds. The one with no Wi-Fi grew perfectly fine. The one with the Wi-Fi going off of it, not only did the seeds not grow, it killed all of them.
You're kidding.
We're unplugging our router when we get home. Our children live there!
Okay. Ada, what are you going to do?
Ada's going to stay that small forever, Josh.
Oh, no.
She's 24. She's just still playing in the dirt.
This is so scary.
Next podcast, you should look into 5G and all the conspiracies around that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I've heard some of them.
You guys, I'm going to freak out.
I watched the BlackBerry movie about the phone. You haven't seen that?
No.
It's the invention of the BlackBerry. They came out with the movie recently, and it's actually really, really good. Yeah. You need to watch it.
My uncle had a BlackBerry, and he used to call it his crackberry.
Yeah, that's they mentioned that in the movie.
Oh, really?
Because it was before iPhones, and so it was the phone to have. It was a status symbol. It was a big deal, and then suddenly they're like, "Hey, let's get rid of the keyboard." And the BlackBerry people are like, "That's so dumb. It's never gonna take off."
We're really laughing good at movie. You now. Yeah. Anywho.
You know where in the world just going to keep going?
You know that old video that's like, no wonder people are afraid of technology, and it's a guy holding the sign.
Yeah, he goes, like, technology!
She screams. Yeah. That's me.
Why do people fear technology?
Technology!
All right. That's it, everyone. Done. Give
Actually,
us
one more thing. One more thing!
Do you really?
Nope. Love you.
Five stars on everything! Apple, please. Spotify, subscribe to our YouTube because we just hit 400,000. You guys can help us get to 1,000,000.
Yeah, do you think we can reach 1,000,000 by the end of the year?
Let's try it.
We hit 100 at the end of January, and now we're at 400.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know anything about math, but the projections should be at 1,000,000 if we keep this pace up.
What should they comment?
It's because of them. Thank you.
Yeah.
Comment, is Lily insensitive for asking that question, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, and did Andrew go too far?
All right, love you.
Bye, guys.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. Just empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ninjas are
back. I show you one more reel as an outro.
Yeah.
Please.
Everybody, real quick.
Okay. Sound?
Sure. I don't think it matters.
No sound. Ready? 3, 2, 1, click.
No. No. Dude, why are you doing this?
Wait, what is it attached to?
Dude. We can't.
Well, I'm not going. We're not showing that.
We're not showing it, but I'll watch it.
Wait.
I can't.
Oh, we're not showing it, but we're going to watch it. Oh, okay. I thought he was bungee jumping.
I thought he was bungee jumping, too.
That was going to be a lot worse.
Either way.
Yeah.
He got that like
he has hooks in him.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. That is awful.
Andrew, dark man today. Dark man.
Kind of always.
Dark. Yikes.
Oh.